Yeah, no, that sounds great. Yeah, Hastings Hockey just opened up our registration here this last Saturday, and everything is going smoothly and according to plan, which is great. Our board of directors spend a lot of time during the off season preparing for the upcoming season, getting coaches ready, practice plans, things that are new at the arena, and kind of all the other details. So the registration is up and open. For those that are unfamiliar, they can reach out to our website, which is hastingshockey.com, and just a page, there's an easy link to click on and go through the process.
Yeah, so what all, we've talked about it a little bit briefly, but what are all some of the groups and teams that you'll be offering this year?
Yeah, no, great question. We offer hockey for kids as young as 4 years old, and we even go all the way up to 17 years old with our Junior Gold program. So any athlete that either is not able to make it onto the high school team or would prefer just to play with the association has the ability to continue to play hockey. And that's what we offer. And everything in between, like I said, from our Learn Hockey program, which is free, no cost, other than the registration cost that you need with USA Hockey. That's not controlled by us, unfortunately, but that's the $15 fee there. But otherwise, we offer free hockey, free equipment to use throughout the season, and just to get kids and families excited about hockey and learn what it's all about.
So did you have a chance to go out to the event with the Wild last week?
I did.
What was that experience like, and how beneficial was that to Hastings Youth Hockey?
Yeah, it was a great experience. Minnesota Wild actually reached out to us to set up a booth and kind of work in conjunction with them just to promote our association as well. And by doing that, we got estimates back that there was likely 30 families that were not familiar with our hockey program and that will likely be joining up to get their kids introduced. And just the exposure, you know, everybody loves the Wild, especially being this close to the cities. And it brought a great experience, got a couple of hockey sticks in the kids' hands where they could play some street hockey, just kind of come together as a community and have a lot of fun.
So I know it's early, but what are some of the numbers looking like early on here?
Yeah, so every year as we put our budget together, we try to rub the crystal ball to see where do we think our numbers are going to be, because from a financial aspect, it becomes pretty important because we got to rent the ice from the city and make sure all of our numbers are in line. I will tell you, and this is kind of a surprise to me and a lot of people that I talk to, just youth sports just continue to get more specialized, and you don't see a lot of multi-sport athletes, and maybe the interest in athletics are just maybe not as strong as maybe what they used to be from days back. But about 10 years ago, our registration was around 450 total skaters for our association. Last year, we were at about 570. And this year, we're looking to crest 600 skaters for our association, which is a milestone for us.
That would be exciting, I'm sure.
It is. It definitely is. And quite frankly, what we're looking to do is not just be a large hockey association that just overtakes everybody, but yeah, we can develop skaters, have fun, and quite frankly, develop just good young student athletes with some of our core values. And quite frankly, when we get to high school, give our high school programs the ability to not just choose from 15 kids, but also being able to look at 40 or 50 kids at that given level to put together a pretty elite team.
So with all that being said, there's also some news that came out recently that there will be a co-op at a couple of the levels with Cottage Grove. Is that more of a Cottage Grove issue than a Hastings issue? And tell us a little bit about what came into that.
Yeah, it's been an interesting topic of discussion, and quite frankly, has been going on for about 4 or 5 years with our good neighbors, Cottage Grove. And where it really stemmed from is, again, going back 4 or 5 years ago, either our numbers were really low at those levels, or Cottage Grove numbers numbers at that level were low. And we tried to see, hey, does this make sense? And 4 or 5 years ago, it really didn't make sense because either one association could put together several teams and didn't really need to co-op. Now, moving forward, let's just look at last year. Last year, Cottage Grove was not even able to put together a 15U girls team, and we were fortunate enough to be able to bring in about 5 or 6 of those skaters. We had some availability. And looking at this year at the 15U and 12U level, both of our numbers were very similar. And what the goal was is to, and this was a collective goal, is to not just put together, you know, some elite teams or give the ability to have some of the more talented skaters skate at a higher level, but to have the ability to have a lot of the skaters skating at a level that is appropriately suited for them. So that we can work on development. And the really encouraging thing as we went through this process is it wasn't no one association trying to do something what they felt was best. It was a real true collective effort. And both of our boards had sat down, Cottage Grove and Hastings, and talked about what's the end goal here? What's the finish line look like for this? And it was really encouraging to see that hey, we're looking to do this in the best interest of all of the skaters, not just some individuals or particular age groups or a certain team, but hey, what's going to be best suited for both programs to keep both of our programs going and strong and see where it goes from here. So we're really excited for what's to come for this year with co-oping.
Yeah, so is this the first time you guys have co-oped with anybody?
This, sort of from Hastings Hockey's perspective, yes, it is the first time that that we will be co-oping.
Gotcha. So for those who might want to register that might not know how to, where can they go?
Yeah, for the folks that don't know whether you're looking to have your daughter be on the co-op situation or learn hockey, just go to our website, hastingshockey.com, and right at the front of the our homepage is a link to our registration process, and you can learn about what age level your child will be at, and it essentially guides you right through the entire process.
Gotcha. And then my final question for you was on that page, there's also links to some dates of some tournaments that you guys have scheduled for this year. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, we host 3 different tournaments throughout the year. It does a couple of things. It keeps some of our teams here on home ice for tournaments, and it also provides as an opportunity to raise some funds, which will go back into the association's funds to help keep our costs down and be, I guess if you want to call it, competitive when we're looking at other associations and what they charge for their skaters to play.